Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt, your host here again on the Cosmic Connections. This is the March 24th program. I've been coming to you here. It's 9 o'clock at my home here in southern Florida. That means it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast here in the United States and wherever else you may be, anywhere else around the country. Always want to thank everybody for joining us here. And if you're noticing, for those that are on Facebook live streaming, in the last week and this week, I've changed my background. I don't have, the background of my, apartment room that I'm in where I broadcast from. Well, the picture that I have this time, this was back in my days when I lived in Washington State and I served in the legislature there. And this is a picture of the house that I stayed in during our legislative session. And this was my view. Beautiful view. As you see, it's overlooking the waters of the Puget Sound with the Olympic Mountains in the background and the snow-capped peaks that are there. So that's basically the beautiful background photo that I have tonight, if we want to say that. Okay, so much for that. Now, with that, we want to welcome back tonight. I know last week you weren't feeling very well, but how are you doing this week? And it's always nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Dave. It's nice to be back. And I just had a couple of days there where I was feeling a little headachy and slow. And so lots of chicken soup and rest did the trick. So anyway, I was hearing you said you had that backdrop there. Of course, I can't see you right now. I'll see you. But I was wondering, why don't you just put yourself in the White House,
Put myself in the White House. No,
yeah,
thank you.
You know,
no, like I don't need
like
that.
use the CGI stuff. Everybody seems to be using it's the thing nowadays. So,
oh, I know it's funny. You can do that. You can use the CGI. But listen, I did my term in politics. I have no desire to go back.
Well, especially with the nutso stuff that's going on right now. It's a cauldron for sure.
I know. Well, I won't say anything more about that, but enough for that. Let's just say I knew what, you think that, yeah, it'd be nice to have somebody there and all that kind of stuff. But here's the reality. I think I've shared this before is we have 535 members of Congress, but there's five of them that run the show. And those five basically have veto power over everything else. And it takes you 10 to 15 years to get into a seniority position where you can have any type of an impact or any type of an effect upon really what you're doing. Until then, you're just always subject to whatever the others in the leadership position, the shots that they're calling, and you're just kind of a seat filler for the first 10 years. And I have no desire to go to spend 10 to 15 years in Congress just to, being a seat filler. I think, but I don't even want to begin to speculate my age by that time, so.
Well, plus you'll be one of the most hated people on this earth.
Yep. Like I said, I've been there, done that. I have no desire to go back. I would rather just continue doing what I am doing here. So, yeah.
Free as
on
a butterfly.
That note, it wasn't last week I shared what was the from the PowerPoint presentation, the very opening of my workshop material. The week before that, I took a break. And then the 2 weeks prior to that, I talked about, again, updates on the currency exchange. And folks, if you want to know and understand what's going on, go back and listen to those two programs. It's the last program in February and the first program in March. Those are on my website, and they are also on my Facebook page. Those are the two places that you will find the recordings from those two programs, and that gives you a complete update of what's going on about the currency exchange. But on that note, now, my brokers, which are the bankers that are based out of New Zealand, once a month I get updates from them, and I got their update came about 3 days ago. And I was so pleased when I was reading the material, because they basically are saying and reflecting what I said that Simon Parks said about 3 weeks ago. They said all the money that was in HSBC Bank in Hong Kong has now been moved to different bank accounts where the paymasters are, and most of them are here in the United States. So the money is already here. It's sitting in the banks here. And they said the decision on releasing the funds is a joint agreement between the two primary countries, i.e. China and the United States. Now, if you remember back to what Simon Parks had to say, he said China was ready to go, but the United States representative said, no, we need to wait just a little bit more. And the United States representative was not the administration within the government, but it was the military. And my broker basically said the same thing, that China was ready to go with the releasing of the funds, but it was the United States representative said, no, we need to wait. Now, that was the news as of 2 to 3 weeks ago. So what that means is we are this close, folks, the funds being released, this close. And they talk about, now you see, my brokers are primarily bond representatives. They're bond specialists, but I bring in the currency. And I brought in a very, very large volume of currency, and they talk about the release of the funds for the payout for the bonds and the currencies. And it's basically, folks, it's ready to go. Once the announcement is made that the funds are being released, it will take somewhere between maybe 2 to 3 weeks for it to reach my level, and then it will take me about 3 to 4 weeks to where I will be in a position to disperse it to the people in round one who have already turned in dong currency to me. The reason that it takes so long is because the volume of the money is so high. I've been highly encouraged to open up multiple bank accounts and to have at least a bank account in 2 to 3 different countries as well. So I'm looking about opening up about 8 bank accounts. 3 of them are going to be overseas. And so at some point in time, I need to travel to these places and open up these bank accounts. And so, that's the bottom line. I mean, on the overseas accounts, one of them is going to be in Singapore. Another one, I haven't made a final decision yet. It will probably be in Hong Kong. And then obviously one will be in Switzerland because they're accustomed to taking in very large sums of money. And I might also do one in the Cayman Islands because they are taking in, they traditionally take in large sums of money from the United States, and that's not too far from where I live here. So as of now, that's what I'm looking at. And then I still have a couple bank accounts in Sedona, and then I have about 4 others that I'll be opening here around the United States. And so also to let you know, the question was asked, well, what if something happens to me? I will have backups. All those other bank accounts will have subsidiary second signers on the accounts so that if something happens to me, there's still someone else who has the ability to be able to release the funds. Now, I'm not going to tell you who that is. That's kind of a confidential information. And I can't tell you a whole lot more because my account that I have with my brokers, that's a non-disclosure agreement. So I have to be very selective about what I can say and what I talk about. But some of you folks were asking about the update. All that is based on round one, okay? Now, I've always talked about there being a round two. I'm saying that because I am being told by the brokers and the buyers that they are planning on a round two, but there is no guarantee. I cannot promise that. I have no control over that there will be a round two, but the probability is very, very high that it will be. And it will take a couple of months after round one is completed before I'm ready to even start taking in new accounts for round two. So round one, remember, are the folks who have already turned in dong currency to me that I have sent on to the brokers and the buyers. Those are the people in round one. Round two will basically be the people that get to come in after the first round is completed and everybody is paid. So that's what I have there. Blanca, is there anything that you would like to add to that?
No, well, that's good news. It sounds like we're, you know, another step forward, and we just have to continue hoping for the best and remaining positive that this thing's going to come through.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to say thank you to everybody that was at the Pittsburgh workshop over the weekend. And when I was there and last Saturday in Pittsburgh, it's always a delight to be with the people. Then a week from this coming Saturday, we're going to be in Santa Ana. And then I confirmed today, 2 weeks after that, yes, we're going to be in Boston. So I've already got those lined up. Now, remember, when round two starts, the very first people that will be at the top of the list will be the people who have attended my most recent workshops, and then I work back from there from all the workshop attendees. And then from there is where we – and so basically what that means, folks, if you haven't attended a workshop, you're just a little farther down the list, okay? That's all that it is. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get anything. But should – if something – sometimes some things open up, and that's what happened in the last couple of months where I had some more slots open up, and I brought some more people in, and those were the people that attended the workshops. Now, why do I do that? Because people still kind of complain about that. Here's the bottom line, folks. If it wasn't for the people, those of you who have attended workshops, I wouldn't be here. None of this would be happening if it wasn't for you. Because at the end of the day, I need to have an income that comes in that pays for my expenses and gives me subsidiary money for my living expenses to be able to continue to do what I do. And it's the workshop attendees that bring in that revenue that allows me to do that. So without you, I wouldn't even be here. This would have been over years ago. And so it's honoring the people who continue to make this happen by basically coming to the workshops. You are the ones that does that, okay? So, and as I said, if you have attended a workshop and you are not in the round one, you will be at the very top of the list for the round two when the payout comes, all right? Well, Blanca, is there anything else that you would like to share with us before we get into the program tonight?
Yes, you might have updated that last time. Have you already filled in all your slots for round one? Has that
yes,
been completed?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all the round one slots are filled. There's no more room for anybody to be added to the round one slots. In fact, I even went over a couple slots, and, you know, I mean, that's just another story, but I'd actually gone over a couple. But all the round one slots are filled.
Well, that means a total of, I don't know, how many more were able to get in round one that didn't expect that, you know?
I think I added about 180 to 190 new
people.
In,
wow,
this
that's
race.
Great.
Because what I did this time, we limited how much dong they could bring in so we would have room for more people. I wanted to bring in a lot. I want more people added to this. I wanted to get in as many as I could. Earlier, I wasn't putting any limitations on how much they turned in. But then it was a couple of months ago that my brokers basically said, you do need to put a limitation. And so and all of that currency has already gone to the brokers and the buyers. It's not even around here. That stuff's been in Hong Kong and at the bank in Hong Kong, all the dong that got turned in. Well, I took the people who had put in an excess amount, and I'm having to refund them. But what I'm doing, I'm allowing new people to come in at the $5 million, because I had 16 people that were way huge amounts, and I'm not even going to talk about how much, but just they had a very, very large amount. And so they had a choice. They could redisperse it to their friends, or they could get a refund. And for those that chose the refund, I'm able to take that dong and then redisperse it. And then those people, why they're paying me cash is because that money is being used to refund the people that we had a refund. And that's how that the recent one worked. But I said I was able to bring in about 180 new people with that. So,
gosh, that's great news. I mean, to me, that proves that you just don't know how opportunity opens up. For a while there, it looked like your first round population and group was already done, already in queue, and you had a lot of people who still were, you know, very hopeful and positive that they were going to be part of a second round, and they'd come to the workshops, and they were, you know, part of your group, and then all of a sudden, this opportunity opens up, and, you know, a lot more people were able to take advantage of it, and to me, that just shows that if you're on a particular trajectory, and you really are in line with the frequencies of the opportunity, which is abundance and is also about a new paradigm for humanity, that things happen. We couldn't have foreseen this, and yet here it is, and, you know, like 180 more people are part of your first round. So that's really good news.
Well, I just had a message come in on my Facebook page, and folks, can I be really honest? Hello, are you listening to what I had to say? This guy is saying, what about the people that sent you their personal information years ago when you requested the amount of dongs and dinars? Are they in the first group or not? No. If you have not turned, I am not doing any dinar. I have never taken dinar. Let me be very clear. Folks, the dinar is done. It was done 4 years ago. There are no more buyers for dinar. If you got a bunch of dinar, you're sitting on a bunch of worthless currency, folks. And I've told you that 4 and 5 years ago, and I've been saying that for 4 and 5 years. At the end of the day, there has to be a buyer. Somebody's going to buy it and pay. There have been no buyers for dinar for the last 4 to 5 years. Dinar was vastly overprinted and oversold and vastly counterfeited. So the buyers aren't taking in anymore what they call loose dinar. The only exception is if they have a sealed box of dinar from the Bank of Iraq and the seal has not been broken. Other than that, dinar's done, folks. It's done. And if you didn't, I'm only taking in dong, Vietnamese dong. And if you have not turned in physical dong to me or had a contract with me, you're not in the first round. It's that simple. Okay, so I, you know, when you ask these questions, I don't know how many times I need to say that, and yet you don't get it. So you have to have turned in the currency. Now, for those of you that are wondering about the information that you sent to me years ago, I don't have that list anymore. I've deleted that list. I just needed to have a ballpark figure about how much dong or dinar did I have out there with the people on my list. So when I went to my broker, I could say, this is what I could potentially bring in. That was it. That was the only reason I asked for that information. And for those of you that sent me, you didn't send me your personal information. I didn't ask for your personal information. I just asked how much dong or dinar do you have? And I compiled what was called an approximation list that gave me a volume. And I deleted that list about 3 years ago. I don't have any need for it anymore, and I don't want that stuff hanging around on my computer. So folks, that's kind of where we are, okay? So here's, folks, what I would say. If you're sitting on dinar, and if you've got physical dinar, remember, the dinar is not an exchangeable currency in the foreign exchange with the banks, which means it's not a tradable currency. You cannot take it into a bank and get it exchanged into U.S. dollars. It's a worthless currency as far as tradable. Now, there are a couple of what I call dealers that will buy it back from you. I am told that Safe Dinar is one of those dealers, safedinar.com. Now, obviously, you're going to sell it back at a huge discount from what you sold it for, because basically they buy it back and then they turn around and resell it to people who want to buy it. And there's still people out there thinking that they can buy dinar because it's being talked about so much on all of these, you know, dinar recaps and the other blog sites. But folks, remember, you have to have a buyer. If there's no buyer, follow the money. If there's no buyer, you're not getting paid for it. And all these reports that go on dinar recaps, they never, ever, ever can tell you who their buyer is and where the money's coming from and who has the scores of trillions of dollars to pay for what they talk about. But I've been saying that for a long time. That's why I don't pay any attention to them. I don't believe what they post there because they can never back it up with tangible information, i.e. follow the money. Follow the money. Who has the money to pay you? Now, I told you before, I've done my homework. I know the Texas Processing Office. And I told you earlier, I know who they are. I know where the money is. I know where they got their money. I just don't know which specific bank account it is in anymore because it's been spread out. But it used to be an HSBC bank in Hong Kong. But and I've got a contract, a signed contract with my broker, which is a bank. So that way we can trust what is there. Now, the question just came up is how will the funds be released to us individually into our bank account, i.e. Chase, et cetera, or will there be accounts set up for us in another way? I haven't worked out the final details yet, but it's basically however you want it. If you want me to send it to your bank account, I'll send it to your bank account. Personally, I would like to write you multiple physical checks because that way it spreads it out. You can then move the money out into multiple bank accounts. You can deposit the checks as you are ready. And that is sometimes the safest way because then you don't have problems with computer hacking going on in your financial transactions with very large sums of money. We will be working on that when that time comes. I don't have that yet. Another question came in and says, I put my name on your list for round two many years ago. Does that list exist? Folks, to be on round two, all you need to do is be on my newsletter list. That's it. If you're receiving my newsletter, you're in round two. Okay, will we be able to use the MetaOne Bank? As of now, folks, I'm going to say no. No, I haven't got into the details about that. I know I was talking about using MetaOne Bank and going through that. But there has been some things that have developed there, and this goes back to the lawsuit with the SEC, that I am not comfortable moving all of this funds with MetaOne. What you do personally is your business, but I am not going to set up an account for you in MetaOne Bank and move the money through that bank. If you want to put your money into that bank, that's totally your business. Once it's your money, it's yours to do with whatever you want, okay? It's just how do I move money from me to you, and it will either be through wire transfers or physical checks. Most likely it's going to be one of those two. So, yeah, okay? Well, okay, that's kind of the updated stuff based on some of the comments that were coming in on my Facebook page and some of the questions that were coming in there. Let's go back to you, Blanca. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, I think you did a pretty good job of updating us, and you got even a chance to answer some questions, so I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go back into now the PowerPoint presentation, and this was the last slide that I had shared last week. It says the quadrillions of dollars of gold on this planet held in trusteeship for millennia is soon to be released to free humanity. It is released to us as we move into energetic alignment with its purpose. Now, this gold is reflected in the various forms of money that we use on this planet. And how important is money in this world and what role does it play in our lives? Well, other than the air we breathe, can you think of anything in our lives that does not cost money in one way or another? I've been sharing this slide at workshops now for close to 3 to 4 years, and I've never had anybody come up with anything that is what I call tangible stuff. Yeah, thought, love, etc. I mean, yeah, but I'm sorry, anything that's physical and tangible, everything costs money, even the water we drink. So I can't think of anything else. Money, that what that says then is that money dominates every aspect of our lives. And there's an intense battle and a conflict going on over the release of these funds. Now, our human history has been an experience of the masses living under the impression of a few. While the elite have been the ones with massive wealth, their personal lives have displayed much conflict and agitation, as they've been the ones responsible for most of the wars, conflicts, and the oppression upon humanity. We have the ability and the responsibility to be the catalyst and the bringers of this change to humanity. We can be the trailblazers to a shift in world history. This shift is about the change of the ages. It's about the shift in history. This is about the freeing of humanity. And this is about finding our freedom from millennia of oppression and financial slavery. Now, the old powers that be have operated in a darkness of what we refer to as an evil to control and keep the human race in various forms of slavery. New historical research is showing how it has been their plan for millennia to keep the human race in a form of slavery to serve their purpose. But this is changing. This energy shift that we're going through is bringing light also into their darkness, and they're losing their power and control. The shift and change will come when we, the human race, as a collective, increase our consciousness to a higher sense of peace and to a higher sense of knowing. And folks, there are a lot of people that are talking about that, that we are going through a massive energetic shift and an awareness change in consciousness, and people are waking up to what's been going on. And that's part of the process of moving out of slavery. You wake up to your condition and you begin taking the steps to set yourself free. You see, we must change our energy to change our lives. And change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. This shift will not come from outward sources, but will come from within. When we have collectively raised the energy vibration of our planet, the resources waiting for us in the etheric world will shift to the physical world. Now, the goal of this workshop is to help educate and facilitate us in doing our job to quicken this process. It's about discovering the need for us to wake up. Because the world is waking up from a deep sleep into a new reality where love, compassion, and respect for all life take center stage. We're moving from the information age into the intuitive age. This shift is a matter of learning how to go within, learning how to understand that most of our physical world is an illusion and the unseen intuitive world is what is real and where the real change takes place. This intuitive age is also known as an experiential age, an age when we become fully acquainted with our feelings and our emotions, as they are the language of our souls. Being in touch and being able to read the language of our feelings and emotions is key to facilitating this personal change. And where have we been? Well, as mentioned, the human scenario has been a result of a few powerful elite exercising their power and control over the masses. Now, those powerful elite, we've always referred to them as the cabal. And for millennia, kings, monarchs, and dictators have kept the masses of humanity in various forms of slavery. The controllers have used secrecy and fear through religion, politics, and finances to control the world. Now it's predominantly the power of money that controls the affairs of our lives. Money controls every aspect of our lives. We cannot exist in this world without it. Well, if that then is such a depressing issue, why do I discuss the issues of slavery and oppression? Well, freedom from oppression is first obtained by recognizing your current condition. That great verse from the book of John in the Bible where it says, where Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth is what sets you free. Whenever you look for through the history of groups of people that have been in slavery and they basically go through a process of gaining their freedom, it always first starts by being willing to recognize their current condition. Another couple great quotes is, let me recognize the problem so it can be solved, and the problem can't be solved if you don't know what it is, and those are both out of A Course in Miracles. Our willingness to understand the problem and to recognize the truth is what leads to our freedom, our desire to be set free from our financial oppression. So where or who is the root of this problem, this financial oppression that we have experienced? Well, for us here in the United States, it's here. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has always been the vehicle that the cabal has used to control and manipulate the ebb and flow of money supply in our country, and the Federal Reserve of the United States is so powerful it dominates the ebb and flow of all the money around the world. In 1913, Congress and President Wilson abdicated their constitutional authority by creating the Federal Reserve System. Because see, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution states that Congress shall have the power to, what, coin money and regulate its value thereof. Congress and the president gave to a private company the ability to coin money and regulate its value thereof. What most people don't know is the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a private company, a private corporation with little government oversight, and it now controls directly and indirectly the world's money supply. And who controls the Federal Reserve? It's these four families that are known as being the most powerful and wealthy families in the world. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, and the Warburgs out of Germany. The Rothschilds had this famous quote from back in the late 1800s. They said, let us control a country's currency, and we will control the country regardless of what laws they pass. So the Federal Reserve and its associates have become the oppressors of our age, but that is changing right now as we're gathered, I said, in the workshops here in the program. We're in the, it's in the process of changing right now because we the people are waking up to our oppression and taking the steps to free ourselves. This is about we the people taking responsibility to create a new world. So how do we capture our freedom from those who control the Federal Reserve and the world's money supply? I know this statement sounds very simple, but it's actually very accurate. It's simply understanding what has always been ours and who we truly are as a human race. Because you see, we were never designed to be slaves. We were always designed to be free, sovereign individuals. And we start waking up to our freedom and our sovereignty. We start creating what is called the mental consciousness to bring that shift and change. Because see, the cabal's greatest fear is the human race waking up and discovering their true identity and capability. It has always been their goal and purpose to keep humanity in darkness and ignorance so they could stay in control. And now is the time for humanity to wake up to its true identity, potential, and purpose, to free ourselves from these thousands of years of oppression, ignorance, and slavery. Because there's a great quote that says, who looks outside dreams, but who looks inside awakes. And as we start looking within, going within, we begin to wake up to who we truly are and what our true capability is. Humanity freeing itself is a process that takes place over some decades and is a matter of our free will. It's something we must do ourselves. No one or group does it for us. The controllers, also known as the cabal, have used two primary paradigms to keep humanity in ignorance and slavery. they controlled the information we received and the money that dominates our lives. The first was controlling the information sources that taught us the structure and supposed reality of our world. They did this by controlling the education system, the media, and the entertainment industry. Now, public education is controlled or dominated by the American Education Association, the teachers' union, the largest employment union in America. And who started the AEA, the teachers' union? Guess who? The Rockefeller Foundation, one of the dominant families who control the Federal Reserve and central banking system. You see, the Rockefellers knew, create and control a union of teachers, and they will control what is taught in the public education system. The Rockefellers have been quoted as saying, public education was not created to educate or increase the awareness and thinking of the children. It was created to produce workers, i.e. slaves, for the powerful corporate elite. Second, we know about 80% of mainstream media is controlled by just a few corporations. The cabal, without a doubt, control the content of mainstream media. And third, control of the entertainment industry, and you will control what the world watches and listens to outside of work, school, and the news. By controlling education, media, and entertainment, you control the information the average individual takes in for over 90% of their daily life. In other words, you control their lives by keeping them in darkness and ignorance in contrast to what is true in this world. Of all the frictional resistances, the one that most retards human movement is ignorance. Nikola Tesla. That information control system has lost its power and dominance of information. How? One of the greatest gifts to humanity in assisting us in waking up was the creation of the Internet. The Internet has allowed the masses of humanity to learn what is real and learn the truth for themselves. As an example, you're here on the Internet. Without the Internet, you wouldn't know what I'm sharing with you. We wouldn't understand our millennia of slavery and our process of being set free. It's the Internet that has allowed us to gain the information for ourselves independent of those controlling sources. Because see, the Internet really is the birth of the global mind. The Internet has created a self-empowering information system to help us in our process of waking up and learning the truth of our world. The second paradigm of control is controlling the world's money supply. Control money, the dominant item of power and control, and you keep the masses in various forms of slavery. The control of money is done by controlling the banks, the source of the supply of money. This is done by controlling the global central banking system. Every country in the world, except two, and my understanding is that there is now is three have a central bank. In the United States, ours is the Federal Reserve, a private corporation, not a government agency. Banks are the middleman of every financial transaction. Every check, debit, credit card transaction, and all cash is run through a bank. What I share for the people that come to the workshops, you're basically going to pay an attendance fee. And so when you are there, if you write a check, that check doesn't go from you to me. It goes from you to the bank to me. If you use a debit or credit card, it goes from you to the bank to me. If you're going to pay in cash, you have to go to the bank to get the cash. Banks control interest rates, which dominate the ebb and flow of the global economy. So in other words, banks control economic booms, recessions, depressions, and inflation. The global economic system controlled by the cabal is designed to keep the elite powerful with wealth and the masses in forms of economic slavery. But that system is losing power and control as well. there's a gradual shift where the control of money is moving from the banks to humanity. Just as the elite lost control of the information to the masses of humanity, so too will the elite lose control of the financial system to the masses. Financial transactions are a form of barter where two or more parties agree on a trade based upon an agreed value. As mentioned, when money is used in the barter, banks operate as a middleman in the trade agreement. In our global economic system, various forms of money are used as one side of the financial barter agreement. But we are on the verge of a new form of financial transactions where the bank is removed from the trade and no longer operates as the middleman. What is this new form of financial transaction systems? It's the rise of the cryptocurrency industry. See, financial barter or trade using cryptocurrencies removes the bank and allows an agreed upon financial transaction to take place between two direct parties with no banks involved. When you have money, when you basically, whether it's just your everyday living expenses or your discretionary money, it's placed into a bank. And when we have billions and trillions of discretionary money sitting in the banks take that money, use it, invest it, and work it to gain their profits that are not a part of what is called the conventional banking system. So they make massive amounts of profit over our money sitting in their banks. When we start moving our funds from banks into the cryptocurrency industry, the money is taken out of the banks, but we still have a form of barter. See, the day is going to come in the near future when you attend my workshops, you will be able to pay me in Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever other forms of cryptocurrency coins that are accepted. Here's what's interesting. The Tesla car company is already allowing you to purchase a Tesla car for scores of thousands of dollars using Bitcoin. What does that tell you? The finances is changing. When we move our money out of the banks, put them into cryptos, it's empowering the individual because, see, in a cryptocurrency transaction, it's a financial transaction that is done peer-to-peer. If you come to my workshop and pay me in Bitcoin, there's no bank involved as the middleman. The money goes directly from you to me because it's a form of barter. It's a trade upon agreed-upon value. Now, we're using the U.S. dollar as the determinant value, but it's still not using cash or currency or debit or credit cards or checks. This is the shift that has the potential to basically what is called to neuter the banking system from its power and control. The rise of humanity using the cryptocurrency system has the power to neuter the power of banks controlling the economic system. Cryptocurrency will do to banks what email did to the postal system. Another part of the economic power shift is the release of scores of trillions of dollars backed by gold. This is commonly known as the global currency reset. Now, it's important to understand the term. Global currency reset has different definitions and meanings for different groups. The release of these funds has always been designed to neutralize the global economy, to empower the indigenous or poverty-based countries to be on par with the wealthy countries primarily known as the G7 countries. We have heard from many sources that the current corrupt financial system must collapse and fail for the new system to take its place. There's a good probability the current COVID-19 impact on the global economy may be the catalyst for that collapse. Just be aware, we may experience a deep global financial collapse, deep financial failure that paves the way for the new money to take its place. In essence, a collapse of the current fiat money system. Humanity is being empowered to take control of their future by waking up and taking steps to empower themselves free from elite and cabal-based control. And here, we are some of those to facilitate this change. The cabal, again, the cabal's greatest fear is the human race waking up, and that's what we're doing, waking up and leading the human race into its freedom. Now, others have tried to create this shift and change. It started with the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1943, but that process was overtaken by the cabal. The Bretton Woods Agreement meetings in 43 created the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the BIS, Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, and the United Nations. See, these were going to be used as the vehicles to disperse this money all around the world, and these were funds that were being released by the Dragon families. But the cabal commanded control of these organizations and used them to their needs, so it was no longer an appropriate vehicle for what was their intended purpose. The next attempt using this gold was the Green Hilton Memorial Agreement with President Kennedy and President Sukarno of Indonesia in the 1960s. Now here you see a picture of the Green Hilton Memorial Building, Geneva, that agreement. President Sukarno of Indonesia was a Dragon family member. And I've been told he had around $4 to $5 trillion in 1960s money that was to be released for that purpose of basically stimulating a global output all around the world. And this was an agreement. And on here you can see the signature of President Kennedy, the signature of President Sukarno, and then William Volcker from USB Bank. President Kennedy had been on record saying he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve because he knew it was the cabal's control system to dominate the money supply. He also wanted to totally restructure the CIA because he knew they were the black ops operating source for controlling this cabal-based control. If this Green Hilton Memorial Agreement would have been funded, both basically those two issues would have taken place. The Federal Reserve would have been history, and the CIA would have been totally restructured. But what happened is, somebody just told me the volume is too low, so I just raised it up. If you notice the date that this was signed, November 14th, 1963, 9 days later, President Kennedy was dead. History tells us the result of this effort. This would have ended the Federal Reserve as we know it. That was part of Kennedy's effort. Because Kennedy said, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. And before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. And that was 7 days before his assassination. Now, I want to go back and say a side note of what happened here. Kennedy was assassinated. President Sukarno in Indonesia, basically what history says is that they went into a civil war. Now, here's what actually happened. It was our black ops CIA that went into Indonesia, created a civil war within the country. This went on for almost a year, and almost a million people died in this internal civil war. History will show that Sukarno was overthrown by his top military general. So in essence, there was a military coup to overtake the country. Sukarno lived the rest of his life basically in a form of house arrest, a form of slavery for the rest of his life. But here's an interesting side note, folks, and you can check this out and you can see this on the internet yourself. The military general had a right-hand man. His name, Mr. Sotero, i.e. Barack Obama's stepfather. Remember, Barack Obama came to the United States as Barry Sotero. The name that he used when he grew up in Indonesia. And for those that have seen his student identity card at Columbia University, it has a picture of him, the name Barry Sotero, and a foreign student. So you see, it was Obama's stepfather that was the second in charge of overthrowing Kennedy and stopping this Green Hilton Memorial Agreement. And folks have said, you can check all this out for yourself. It's out there. It's on the internet. What it really came down to was that Obama's stepfather and his mother were black ops CIA operatives, and they basically raised and groomed Obama to be the president of the United States from the time that he was a little boy. On a side note, if someone wants to be the president of the United States, they have to raise scores of millions of dollars. And what happens is the cabal controls who gets to raise that money so that they can win the nomination of their party. Because the cabal doesn't care if it's a Republican or Democrat. All they want to know is who is there is under their power and control. And every president for almost the last 100 years has been a puppet to the cabal's money, with the exception of our most recent president, Donald Trump. Trump didn't need their money, so therefore they couldn't control him. And does it make sense now why there was always so much opposition, so much attack upon Trump from the day one and when he was elected until he left office? He was not a part of the cabal-controlled power system of dominating the power and control of the cabal over our global politics and finances. Well, enough of that. Okay, well, let's go on. As we as a collective of the human race wake up and create a shift in our consciousness, we set the energy into motion to bring about the change that we want. And here we are today, the next step of fulfilling the Bretton Woods Agreement. But this time they're doing it from the bottom up, using people like you and me. Because we the people are in the process of creating our freedom, restoring the republic, and bringing this gold into its rightful place. The release of the funds is an international coordinated effort. The funds will be released to our level when the banking system of our level is safe. The originators of the Bretton Woods Agreement have been working on that safety issue since 1943, and it appears we have finally arrived. So that's it. That would have been the end of the first session that I do in the workshop. And I said, basically I said, the next session is the place in history of the Dragon Family, is all the gold on the earth, along with understanding the story and writings of Dr. Neruda and A.R. Borden. So that's it. That finishes that part. So, Blanca, why don't you come back in and then just share some of your thoughts and comments with us?
Oh, right. I just so enjoy listening to your presentation. Again, these are ideas that if you look back many years, nobody talked about. And yet a lot of people now, if you share with them some of these ideas or have a conversation, they actually know. A lot of people now know the truth about the Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal. Is it you who say something? It's as federal as Federal Express Delivery Service. So a lot of people know that truth. A lot of people know the truth about the cabal. But what's even more important, and you highlight it, and I'm glad you do, is this thing that it's a planetary issue. It's not just America, and it's not just China or not Italy. It's the whole planet that these guys are after. And you've talked to us about the Great Reset, and that's their solution to finally, put a chokehold on the planet. And, of course, humanity's solution is the Great Awakening. In your presentation, you mentioned about consciousness and awareness of who we really am. And to me, there's many battlefields in this struggle between freedom and tyranny. But to me, a very powerful frontier, a very powerful battlefield is that in consciousness. And that's our own minds, our own awareness, our own heart wisdom, our own heart strength.
There's an interesting note that someone just brought through on my Facebook page. It says, if Biden Obama is in power now and their parents' cabal stopped it before, why would they allow it to happen now? They're still in control, you know? I mean, their parents, the cabal, never stopped the power and control. They tried to stop it, but the voters overthrew their control with Trump coming in. And then now what we see is basically a fraudulent election that brought Biden in and got rid of Trump. They, you know, I think Trump was the surprise of their power and control. They didn't expect the voters to rise up and overcome that power and control system. So they lost it for about 4 years, but now they're back into power and control because the cabal and Biden and Obama, that's all part of the same system, folks. So, but okay, all right. Well, Blanca, back to you. Any other comments?
Well, no, I think that's the main thing. And right now, well, it is interesting that I can't remember. I know it was more than a million more people voted for Trump this time around, despite being attacked every day of the year, almost every hour, despite none of his accomplishments being talked about in any detail with the mainstream media. Anything he did, even though it was good, it was spun as bad. And so to me, that's evidence that people are realizing that the mainstream media is part of the control mechanism. And so the more we pay attention to that, the more we are giving our attention and energy to this control mechanism. But the fact that so many more people voted for Trump this time around is, to me, evidence that people are waking up. And I believe that my belief, based on some of the things that I've seen, evidence that I've seen, that this election was Trump's also, that he won it, and that it has been stolen from him. And so right now the drama is, will these traitors, actors, both foreign and domestic, will they get away with that crime or will they not? And the interesting thing is it's not just an American thing, because America has a big impact on the rest of the world. The world's leaders will have to negotiate trade deals, et cetera, negotiate peace with whoever's leading the United States. And from what I see, no world leader has come to visit Biden, nor vice versa. So this is very interesting. We did not get any State of the Union. Most of the other presidents, by the late February, we got a State of the Union, and we have yet to get a press conference. So yeah. To call this presidency a normal presidency, I think you're out of your mind.
Yeah. There was another response that came up. It says, why would Biden allow the currency exchange to happen during his term? It seems that our best chance was during Trump's term. You go back to what Simon Parks had said and what about my brokers, and said Biden has absolutely no control over the release of the funds. None. It is out of his control. It is beyond his ability to control it. I'm going to tell you what is my personal opinion. What we're seeing is Biden in the presidency. And yes, he was sworn in on January 20th as it was. But I think there's something else that goes on there. I think the military are the ones that are truly in control. And my opinion is they're telling Biden, we're going to allow you to play president, but you are not our commander in chief, and we will not take any orders from you. I think the military is operating independently of Biden. Because remember, Simon Parks and also my brokers have said it is the military that is making the decision for the United States on the funds to be released, not Biden. But they're allowing him to play the role. Now, I've also always talked that I have a great deal of respect for Barbara Marciniak when she channels the Palladians. What was interesting, she was coming out with, you know, reports about every 2 to 3 weeks, and then she got shut down on this website where all of her stuff was being posted. And she basically, just as, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Google, and the others were shutting stuff down, she got shut down. Well, she got another source, and it was about 4 or 5 days ago she came out with another recording, and this one is about 3 weeks old. And the question was asked of them, how long are we going to have to deal with basically Biden and Kamala Harris? And they basically, what the Palladians said is, they will stay in place for a short period of time, but what it needs to happen is the public needs to wake up. The public needs to go through an awakening process to discover the truth of the false issues that are going on. And so in essence, they're saying expect some events to start transpiring that is going to show the falseness and the hypocrisy of the current administrative system and that it's not a true system, okay? Now, another one is, if the military is in control, did they recently bomb or attack Syria? I have no idea. I'm not getting that side politics that I don't need to talk about or get into about what happened in Syria. I don't know. I don't know. Remember, they are playing a game of allowing it to look like. I'm only telling you what is my opinion. I don't know that for a fact. But when it comes to the currency exchange, what I do know from my sources is Biden has no control over that. It's a military decision. Okay, so that's the comments on that. Well, Blanca, let's see if anybody would like to call in and have any questions or make any comments. And that number is 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356. If anybody would like to make any comments, and then you press 1 on your touch-tone phone. There is an individual that has showed us that they've pressed 1 on their touch-tone phone, but they did this some time ago, and that doesn't necessarily mean they always want to come on. But we'll check out anyway. Let's go to the individual, area code 203. Area code 203, you're here on the air. Did you have a question?
I'm on the call. Hi, Dave.
Hello? Yes.
Hi, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right, I'm Peter. Okay, I've called in before. I listen to the calls, and I assume that when anybody that doesn't hear what they're saying is why I wanted to point out a couple things and get your reaction to. They're claiming they're in contact directly with the banks and the bank redemption centers, which are going to have 800 numbers, which you say will not happen. And they absolutely claim the banks say it's imminent, it is going to happen, and they say it's going to happen hopefully by the middle of April. I mean, they said middle of March, now it's the middle of April again. And they all say that the banks claim that they have confirmation it's going to happen. In fact, Tony Renfro from the TNT call says that he's in contact with a representative from the U.S. Treasury Department and the banks. Well, oh yeah, also the military in Iraq. But he's claiming that they absolutely say that there is going to be money. It's going to be supported by gold that's been uncovered in oil from underground caves or whatever from around. It's going to Temple, Texas. It's going to be distributed from the United States is hoarding plenty of gold, and they're going to distribute those funds back into buying the currencies. And he's also, Tony mentioned, an actual RV of different foreign currencies going to be exchanged soon. I don't know about how credible all this is. Plus, this Freedom Club that I'm involved with claims they've gotten information from 7 of the Chinese elders, 10 elders, Chinese elders, that are going to release money to 7 major financial institutions around the world to be distributed to a currency exchange. Now, I don't know who you trust. We can't trust the government. We don't know who in the government is honorable. I don't know what you have. I've heard very interesting information you released tonight, but do you have any comments about what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely, and I've been saying it for years. TNT Tony has been saying this for years. Yes. Where does Iraq get $20 trillion to pay for everything that he talks about? They don't have that much gold. That kind of gold doesn't exist that they have. All these banks that are basically going to fund the 800 numbers, who's got the $20 to $40 trillion that they've been saying for 5 to 6 years that's going to happen next week, next month? That story never, never, never changes. It's going to be next month.
What about the gold?
Next month.
The gold that's been recouped, though. The gold
what
that's
gold?
Been recouped.
What gold? What gold?
From
they never can
the
identify
Vatican.
Where.
I don't know if these are conspiracy theories or what.
Okay, they're empty stories.
Empty
they're
stories.
Empty stories. They've been saying that these banks have been, the processing centers have been on hold and waiting every week for 7 years. 7 years. They're just
is the banks
empty,
lying?
Empty,
are the banks
empty,
lying? Are they lying? Who's lying?
Story. What? What
who's
bank?
Who's lying, though? The banks. The banks that they claim they're in contact with.
What
they're
bank?
Talking about Wells
they
Fargo.
Never,
Wells Fargo.
They, no, Wells Fargo has nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with this. Where does Wells Fargo get the $10 to $20 trillion to pay everybody? Where are they getting the money? Listen, if that kind of money is out there, and if it's for real, you don't keep this kind of stuff quiet. This kind of stuff leaks out. I'm going to go back to a comment as an example that Charlie Ward made a couple of weeks ago. He says there's 209 countries that have signed the Nassar Agreement and all the money's ready to be released and ready to go. Charlie, if 209 countries had signed a financial agreement like Nassar, this would leak out. It would be all over out there. The Wall Street would be showing it. There would be investors making investments and decisions based on the movement of this money. Why is Charlie Ward the only person in the world that's talking about that? Why is TNT Tony, him and maybe 200 other people are the only people in the world saying that? You don't keep that kind of stuff quiet and private. Hello?
Yo,
you know?
What about the Chinese elders, though, that
what elders?
Are going to help?
I've been there to Hong Kong and met with them personally. There are fake elders out there, lots of fake elders. They can never tell
yeah.
you who they are.
Yeah, I don't
I've
trust
been
these people.
There
I really
met
don't.
With them personally, I've been to Hong Kong 4 times and met with the Dragon Family elders. Anybody
well,
can use the term elder. There's no legal term on that. It's just empty stories. It's empty stories.
Yeah, must be.
It's all
yeah,
empty
okay,
stories.
The other, the other interesting thing is I'm in a private group that claims they're going to exchange our Iraqi dinar and Vietnam dong, those two currencies, and maybe the Zimbabwe Zim. And they're about to make the bank appointments for us to go to exchange our currencies. I'm very interested if it actually happens. We've been waiting a long time. I've been in this group for 4 years. So they say it's going to happen very soon. And I'll tell you, if it happens, I will definitely let you know. It's confident. I can't talk about details because they don't want us as a member of their group. I'm not allowed to make
those
comments.
Let me ask this.
But
do you have a signed contract?
Oh, yes. Oh, man, I well, they do. All I know is I'm a member of their group, yes. I'm all set up with the legal paperwork.
Do you have a contract that you have signed and that your buyer has signed and been able to tell you where they are getting the money to pay you?
Well, they have that. I don't have that. I'm a member of them
then,
making
you know
the exchange of this private bank.
I'm going to tell you my opinion. You and scores of others are just empty stories because you have nothing physical in law contract to back up what you say.
It's not real then, yeah.
I don't. Now, I'm not going to say that for certain. It might be. I have a specific contract with a specific bank, with a specific broker and buyer that and these contracts are certified by U.S. Treasury, and that is all in writing, and I have copies of that. When you're talking trillions of dollars, you can't just be talking it empty talk and just stories. You got to have contracts for that kind of money.
I know how it's allowed, but on today's call and the last one that Tony had, he says if you get your stimulus check, go out and buy more, you know, Iraqi currency or dinar and dong, so you can be more rich. Take some of that money. You'd be foolish not to do it. This is what he's saying. That's kind of like financial advice.
Tony's the guy that spent a year in prison for lying to the people, okay? And yet you're still wanting to buy it and believe what he had to say.
Oh, I'm not buying it. I agree with you. I've been preaching you to everybody I know.
I know. I don't
want to
hear anything more about the 800 numbers, dinar recaps, or TNT Tony. We're done with that,
okay?
Well,
thank you. Okay.
Okay,
thanks
we're
a
done
lot,
with
though.
That. I've talked about that for years, that I don't believe anything they have to say. I think they're being misled and they're misinformation sources because they can never, ever back up what they say. It's just stories.
I still think it's criminal what's going on out there. There's a lot of it going on. Anyway, thank you very much for all your information.
All right.
I appreciate it. Really do. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, yep. Well, so much for all of that. I don't see anybody else calling in. Blanca, is there anything you'd like to share with us before we call it an evening?
No, it does not look like anyone else is in the queue, so I think we're done with Q&A.
You know, I'm just surprised people keep bringing that up and bringing that up and bringing that up. It says, folks, do your work. Follow the money. Where is the money that's real? I've done my work in this. And all those guys in dinar recaps, they can't tell you. Now, they've been starting to say in the last 6 to 8 months, oh, it's coming from the elders. What elders? What elders? Anybody in the world can call themselves a Chinese elder. Oh, really? What elders? And remember, folks, I have been to Hong Kong 4 times and personally met with the Dragon Family elders. Okay? So I back it up with hard, tangible evidence of what I've got. So, okay, enough of that stuff. All right.
Hey, Dave, it looks like someone popped up just while
did. Oh, mm-hmm. And there's another person that's popped up. Let's go to the person from 918 area code. 918, you're on the air. What can we help you with here tonight?
Hey, Dave, this is Ralph. Interesting conversation we're having tonight, of course, they always are. I was wondering, it just seems like the government is purposely trying to bankrupt the United States. Do you think that's true?
I have no idea. I'm not going to comment on
that. You don't
know? Speculation. I don't know.
Well, it's just so it seems like to me. But I just thought if they were, then maybe that would be maybe a precursor to what they're wanting to happen.
It's possible, but I don't have any tangible evidence to back that up, so I don't want to be quoted as saying that I said that because I don't know. Okay.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. Another question I had, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this because you mentioned not about the Dong Exchange. Seemed like I heard something, if we use this money right for humanitarian reasons, they will replace some of it. Is that right?
What I have been told is that, first of all, you're going to sign an agreement where they have the right to look at how you're spending your money. And what I've been told is if you show that you're spending your money reasonably and responsible, they will keep the money flowing where you get to be used as a tool to spread the money around the world for humanitarian aid projects. So more will keep coming.
I think that's great.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm curious how they're going to see how you spend it.
You sign an agreement that they get to have access to your bank account where the money goes.
So they see the check that you write then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, I was just curious. touching on something else here, while back you were talking about this gold, the Solomon's gold. We read the gold of ochre. I just recently discovered or was told that they think Philippines was that source was the land of ochre. Is that right?
Well, there's a lot of gold in the Philippines, and there's some of that that's based out of they're also out of the Texas processing office. But my understanding is that most of Solomon's gold went. You see, King Solomon had multiple wives, and when he knew that his life was about to end, it was my understanding that there was one primary of his wife's was the one that got most of the gold that he had, and she was from Asia, so she brought it back to Asia. And that is
part of
the Dragon Family gold and the Philippine gold. Now, it's not, I mean, there's much, much more than that, but the Solomon gold is in those two. That's what I have been told. It's in those two.
Well, I always wonder where the gold of Ophir, what the land was, and and it seemed like there was reference to the Philippines, that was the Oprah we read about. So I don't know. There was another land, too, and I can't remember the name of it that gold came from, but that wasn't the only source. Matter of curiosity, you was talking about here some time ago about the aliens that came and mined the gold. Why did they leave any of it? Why didn't they take it with them?
They didn't need it. It was the leftover gold. It was the Anunnaki that came to Earth to mine the gold. And they were the ones that set up the, you know, what was called the royal bloodlines to rule over the humans, i.e. the dragon families. And most of the gold that they had was the leftover Anunnaki gold.
So they didn't need the rest of it?
No. They didn't take it all with them.
Left it here.
They didn't take it all with
them. I'm just curious what happened with that. Well, that's the end of my question, Dave.
Okay. All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller from area code 617. You're here on the air, and what can we help you with tonight?
Hi, Dave. This is Julie.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So I have heard U.S. became a corporation at one point and that President Trump dissolved that incorporation and
There is a story that in 1871 that they quietly changed our Constitution and the U.S. had become a corporation and went back to being a subsidiary of the British Crown, and that the Crown had basically controlled the operation of the United States government ever since then. And all of our decisions of that corporation is made inside Washington, D.C., which is a territory and not a state. Therefore, as being a territory, it's not subject to the Constitution, as the Constitution was designed for the states, not the territories. Now, that's how the history goes. And supposedly they were saying that basically that corporation went bankrupt, the United States of America Incorporated, which was running our government, went bankrupt. Now, there's a lot of stories of that coming out. I haven't seen anything tangible that showed proof that that actually happened. So lots of stories.
Yeah, that's
stories,
why I was curious because I wasn't
seeing. Nothing that's tangible because I haven't seen anything tangible shift and change based on that. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
What's important to know is that the bankruptcy of the corporation means the United States gets to go back to being truly a republic, a government of the people and by the people. Even President Carter had said that we were no longer a true democracy, but we had become an oligarchy, a country of the corporations and by the corporations. It's the corporations that have been running our country and dominating everything that goes on. And we haven't been a true republic, a government of the people. If that story is true about the corporation, then we'll see the restoration of the republic, where truly our voice begins to count.
Okay. When would that restoration happen?
I don't know. There's just some say it already happened, but it's just stories, and I haven't seen anything tangible on it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Yep. Okay, Blanca. I don't see anybody else. Do you?
No, I don't. And it's nice that we got some more callers with good questions. So that's good. Yeah. I'm glad we got them in.
Anything you'd like to add to us tonight before we call it an evening?
Well, that's just she brought in a nice additional storyline. There's so much happening right now and so many to take a look at it. One, we talked about that this is the awakening of humanity to their true identity as a planetary species. And what that means in terms of the planetary control, can we as human beings assert that control, or are we just going to go under more totalitarianism? So that's one storyline. And then the storyline here about, does that mean that that the U.S. Corp has been liquidated, is actually what the terminology is. And if it's liquidated, then, of course, has the republic been resurrected? And if it is liquidated, what do we do with all the, you know, contractors in Washington, D.C. that still think they have a say-so? So that's an interesting storyline to keep a watch. There's another storyline going on that when people who are talking about restoring the republic, that it actually means the planet as a republic, since it is a freeing of the planet. So right now, as we're awakening and growing in consciousness, all these different storylines are, I would say they're kind of battling it out. And it really depends on what we as humanity are wanting. Are we ready for something new? I am. I know you are. Are we ready for a new challenge as a planet? My goodness gracious, how many times are we going to go around this loop of freedom versus tyranny? Tired. Time for a new game.
I think personally that's part of the release of the currency funds. It's a process of setting
us
free. And that's what I talked about a lot tonight, was being set free from the millennia of financial slavery. And this is our time. This is our time for that. So, okay. So are we ready to call it a meeting? Okay. All right.
Yes.
So let's see if I get the little jingle there. There we go. Okay. All right. Thanks, folks. Okay. We'll see you next week. Okay. Bye-bye.